Unfortunately, we have observed that the workers in the food and hospitality sector are prevented by the owners of the businesses to join the union, simply because these are individually owned businesses and they go sometimes to the villages to employ their relatives. So the relatives more or less come to serve as checks on other people. Anytime they see a worker attempting to join the union, they are fired. Now, because of this, workers in this industry do not have a mouthpiece to address their issues. And they also know that the unions are existing and they know our offices. They come with litany of problems, sexual harassment, low wages, no security of job. You are sat at the whims and caprices of the owners of business and all that. Any time they make the attempt, it is not successful because there is somebody there, at least a co-worker would report you to the owner, and the next moment you are fired. This program is a program to help realize or achieve the objective of the SASC project. And the SASC project's objective is to sensitize workers in the food and the hospitality industry to exercise their right to freedom of association, as has been ratified by Ghana on the ILO Convention 87. And the 1992 Constitution also clearly guarantees the right to freedom of association in Article 21E. And indeed, the Labour Act 2003 at 651, Section 79, also clearly spells out the right of workers to join any association. This program intends to, first of all, sensitize the workers of their right to freedom of association, and also to empower them, take bold and confident steps to join unions, because joining of union is lawful.